This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
It is time. He is here, ready to talk to Coach Kerr. Out to the River Islands guest line we go. It's presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. All-star break done, ready to get back to action. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you guys?
We're doing great, good. Man. It's good to hear your voice. What golf course were you on when Draymond Green started throwing national TV haymakers all over the place?
Well, I was down in San Diego, and I didn't watch any of it. I didn't hear about all that until a couple days later because I was doing my best to get away from it all. But, yeah, all good. Good to be rested and refreshed, and I'm ready to get back at it.
Yeah, what was your favorite? Was it that you're going to win a title? Was it that he's been offered your job? Was it that the NBA was born? Like, which one was your favorite, Steve?
All of the above. All of the above. Yeah, he's Dre is he's one of a kind for sure, and he's always going to speak his mind. And what I love about him is he means it. He means what he says, and he genuinely believes we can do this, and we need that kind of belief, frankly. And I think this trade for Jimmy has kind of given us a newfound sense of confidence and belief, and I think Draymond is sort of speaking on that and trying to light our fire. So I love it.
Just since we're here, what kind of coach do you think Draymond Green would make?
We're not really going there, are we, fellas?
Well, I mean, he went there. So, like, you know, it feels like we got to go there.
Well, I can tell you this. He is one of the sharpest basketball minds I've ever been around. There's no doubt about that. And he is, he knows the game as well as anybody. It's amazing to watch him play and you know, go through practice, go through games, talk to his teammates, tell me what he's seeing out there. He's a brilliant basketball mind and knows the game as well as anybody I've ever been around.
And to that end, it's been just a brief time with Jimmy Butler, 4 games since he's been on the team. But how has that interaction been between Jimmy Butler, a strong personality, and Draymond Green, coach on the floor?
Oh, it's been great. Those guys are really enjoying playing together and collaborating. And, when they're on the floor together, you can see them working in tandem, especially at the defensive end. And so it's fun as a coach to be able to have a couple guys like that who can really solve a lot of problems for you when you have breakdowns.
Hey, Coach, how did Jonathan Kuminga look at practice the last couple of days, and where does your optimism sit?
He looked good, but he hasn't scrimmaged yet, so he's still a ways off. But it was great to have him back out on the court with the guys, and he's obviously a phenomenal athlete and, you know, keeps himself in great shape. So now it's a matter of getting rhythm and progressing each day and hopefully getting to the point where he can – he can scrimmage and really really put it together for a good stretch of days where he'll get cleared to play.
We found your answer yesterday really interesting on a few levels when you were talking about Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga fitting together on the floor. How big of a puzzle do you consider that?
Well, it's going to be fun to watch them together because, to have two big wings like that who can switch and guard multiple positions and get downhill, get fouled, there's a lot to like about it. And obviously, the concern would be spacing, especially because they've got to play, with a five man. Neither one of them can play five, so they have to be the three and the four together, which means we got to figure out what we're doing offensively. We can put Quentin Post out there and space the floor, and that would open up some driving lanes for those two. But we want to put Draymond with them. That's our three best probably athlete defenders on the interior. And you can imagine them switching everything and staying in front of people, and that could be great for our defense. But we'd have to make sure we could survive that way offensively in this modern era of three-point shooting.
And also survive it in terms of longevity, because Draymond playing the five seems to be fairly taxing on his aging body. How much of that comes into the calculus when you're deciding how much to play Draymond at five?
Well, it's a lot easier with 27 games left to commit to Draymond at the five than it is, with a full season ahead of you. So I think now where we are in the season, where we are in the standings, I have no reservations in terms of playing Draymond at the five to start games. And he'll still see time at the four during the game, and so it's not going to be his full 30 minutes playing at the five, but I'm confident that for these last couple of months he can play plenty of five for us.
Coach Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. To that end, Coach, you're talking about the 27 games left and the urgency. How do you sort of approach the whole load management and back-to-back situation because of that as well?
Well, everything that we decide is a collaboration with our performance team, and it's all going to depend on, from one night to the next, how guys are feeling, and obviously they all want to play, and you saw last week we had the back to back in Dallas and Houston, and that was a tough back to back given that we didn't start our game in Dallas till 8:45, and by the time we got to Houston it was about 3 a.m. so. Those guys played both those games and held up well. Obviously, it helped to have the break behind them, but it's a matter of getting through the season in as healthy a manner as possible and navigating what that means.
We just had Bob Fitzgerald on, and he was railing against that back-to-back and how patently unfair it was. And I wonder if you or anybody in the organization has a chance to give input to the league before the schedule comes out as it pertains to, travel, grouping cities, or anything else that comes with the schedule?
Well, the league always sends us the schedule, and they send every team the schedule, before they officially put it out, and they ask us to look at it and offer any feedback, any complaints. And so they're pretty good about that. The problem is that they can't answer to everybody. So I also am not sure if that TV schedule is made, at that time in August, or if that's done a little bit later. My gut is, when we saw this back in August, we didn't see an 8:45 start. So normally a Dallas-Houston back-to-back is just fine. It's a short flight. But I do think there should be a 24-hour rule in place in the league. Right now, it's 22 hours. You can play back-to-back games as long as there's 22 hours. I think it should in between. I think it should be 24, and I don't think the league should allow situations like that.
That's interesting. Yeah, Steve Kerr with us. Coach, have you felt like you have a little bit more of a handle on the rotation? I know it's only been four games with Jimmy, but the roster thins out a little bit. We've talked about that so much. Do you feel like you have a sort of a clearer view of what you're going to be doing night to night?
Well, yeah, at least until JK comes back. But, you know, for the time being, assuming everyone's healthy, I have a decent feel for it. We've obviously gone from, you know, a really deep team to one that's a little more top heavy. You know, making a 4-for-1 trade will do that. So I imagine, you know, guys like BP and Moses will be playing more minutes than before the trade. And we'll try to limit Steph and Draymond and Jimmy's minutes as best we can. But you know, we're more than likely going to lean on, you know, five or six guys rather than 9 or 10 like we were before the trade.
Coach, you know your fans are loving minutes for Moses Moody. We talk about it every single season. So what does JK's return mean for Moses's minutes likely?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I love what Moses is doing. I like his shooting, you know, next to Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. I mean, that he makes a lot of sense in that role. You know, JK and Moses can play together, so we can get them out there together at times. We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out once JK gets back.
Have you thought about Jonathan being back in the starting lineup or coming off the bench? Is that something that you've already decided on and a conversation you need to have, or is it kind of still in the wait and see mode?
No, it's in wait and see mode because you don't want to make these decisions before you have to. And so, you know, JK is not going to be back, you know, this week for sure. So whenever he's back, hopefully next week sometime, but we don't know yet. But when that happens, then I'll see who we have available, because somebody else might be hurt, might be out. We've got to make a completely different decision. So there's no point in going down that road right now.
Coach, have you watched any of the Court of Gold documentary?
I have not, but I'm about to watch the Four Nations, and I am fired up. I'm not even a hockey guy, but I'm excited to watch this.
Yeah, this is pretty good. But I tell you what, I don't know if you know this. People are really buzzing about a few of the different angles with the Court of Gold thing. Dibs and I have started watching it, at least. But first and foremost, what was it like to have just those cameras and whatnot following you around through that experience?
Well, they did a great job. You know, USA Basketball, you know, came to me when we got to Las Vegas and, you know, explained about this documentary and that there were going to be a group of teams with cameras following them around. And look, if you're on these teams, you want documentation. You know, you want to be able to show this to your family years later and look back on it years later. And so I think we were all very, very happy with giving these guys access, because we knew they were going to turn it into something special. And they did a really good job of kind of remaining anonymous, you know, hanging out in the back of the room and not bothering anybody. And you get used to it pretty quickly when you're going through that.
Yeah, one thing I saw in episode one was you coaching up Anthony Edwards and praising him for how physical he is and how he should get in there and he should be a better rebounder. And it made me wonder how it would be for you to go in there and coach all these other superstars and try to coach them up, not necessarily hard, but you're telling some of the best professional basketball players right in the world what they need to do better. Was that a challenge for you?
No, I think the thing that's great about USA Basketball is that there's an automatic respect amongst the group, because you've got a group of people who have achieved an awful lot. You got the greatest players on earth. You got a great coaching staff, guys who are respected around the league, Spo and Ty Lue are just amazing. Mark Few, you know, the player, guys like Anthony Edwards, you know, they know that I've coached in the finals and, you know, been at the top of the NBA, both as a player and a coach. And so they respect that. And I think it's a really cool process, because it's, it's 6 weeks and you're...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
They're kind of brand new to each other, but you also don't have to go through the marathon of 9 months where there's all kinds of stuff that happens and, you know, potential drama and just ups and downs. 6 weeks is quick. And so it's kind of a honeymoon period and then it's over. And so there's an inherent respect, but also an ease to it because it's this is almost a summer, you know, summer project, and you're just together, and it's fun and it's exciting, and then before you know it, it ends. So it's everyone really embraces it. Every single person who's there, players, coaches, we all embrace it, and that makes it really easy to work together.
Speaking of embrace, there's a moment that everyone is seeing on social media right now, which is you embracing Steph Curry after that gold medal shot. And I want to play for everybody what that sounded like. This is from Netflix. This is you talking to Steph right after winning the gold.
I'm so f***ing lucky to be a part of your life. Holy s***, you are amazing.
Thank you, Coach.
Let it bring it out of me. Finest human being I've ever met in my life, and I mean that.
The finest human being I've ever met in my life. Can you take us through that moment when the two of you got to each other?
Well, it's pretty special to see him have that moment, 2 years after winning his last championship. He was dying to be back in the mix again. And for him to have that moment in front of the world, amongst the greatest players on earth, and for him to stand out and make those four threes in the last 2 minutes, it was just vintage Steph. I mean, the way he rises to the occasion, it never ceases to amaze me, even though I see it over and over again. But my comments were real. I mean, I think he's the finest human being I've ever been around. And I just don't think there's ever been this combination of talent and humility and perspective and awareness. And it's just this incredible mixture that makes Steph who he is. That I think attracts, all sports fans to him. They see these qualities, and those things don't often come together. You know, to have that kind of swagger on the floor and be that humble, genuinely humble, it's incredible. And what Steph has done with his life to impact others, being aware of his power and yet using it in such a beautiful, authentic, humble way to help others. He's remarkable. So, yeah, I meant every word I said, to him after that game.
Yeah, including the curse words, which I didn't know that you had that much profanity in your game, Coach.
Probably too much. I hope my mom doesn't have Netflix.
Yeah, boy. I mean, the emotion was real. And just thinking about the Golden Dagger shot itself, and you're right, he hit the four threes. And Mark and I were talking earlier in the week, and I actually went through the final 6 minutes of that game, and that thing was slipping away now. A couple of turnovers and a foul and no answer for Yabusele. But the Golden Dagger shot, Coach, is that the greatest shot in the history of basketball, or is that hyperbole?
Well, it's up there. I mean, you know, the fact is, I think we were up six when he made the last one. So, you know, it was a dagger, but it wasn't like a buzzer beater. That, you know, I think if you're gonna talk about the greatest shots of all time, I think they have to be buzzer beaters that you know, that win a game, not advance a lead from 6-9. So I wouldn't put it there, but it is amongst the greatest shots I've ever seen.
So maybe you in the NBA Finals with Chicago, better than Steph Curry in the Olympics. I'll say it.
Let's not get carried away. I think the best shot I've ever seen, honestly, it's Michael Jordan. I was not there, but it was a year or two before I got to Cleveland. When he hit the shot that beat the Cavs over Craig Elo, you know, series on the line, down one. I think that was the greatest shot I've ever seen.
We will ask, though, how you compare winning a gold medal to winning an NBA championship.
Yeah, it's a great question. All that stuff is amazing. I mean, it's hard to compare. It's just that they're, you know, winning a title. Whether it's an NBA championship or a gold medal, there's just no feeling like it. It's just a different experience, though. The Olympics and FIBA are very different than the NBA, and so it's I don't know. It's just different. I wouldn't want to compare them, actually.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's a tough comparison where, like you said, 6 weeks together as opposed to the NBA run, which is a 2-month grind from April to June just to try to make it happen. So you come out of the break and everyone should be fairly well rested. How do you get all back together? And I know you've got a couple practices, but how do you gear up for this final push, which hopefully will lead to an elongated April, May, and June?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. We had an optional practice last night for the guys who were back in town, but I wanted the older guys, especially Steph and Draymond and Moses, the guys who were, who participated in the weekend here in San Francisco to be able to get away a little bit. So the whole team practiced this morning, typical post-All-Star break practice, very ragged, just like every one that I've ever been associated with as a player and a coach. And then you get back to work. So we're heading to Sacramento tonight and shoot around tomorrow, and we'll be ready to roll tomorrow night.
But speaking of All-Star weekend, you have a thought. Everybody's weighing in on what they could do, should do, did do, all of that stuff. What would you like to see All-Star weekend do?
I think I'd like to see USA versus the world. And, like I said, I'm watching this hockey game tonight, the Four Nations game. And you can see how much it matters to the players involved. And maybe, just maybe, if we did USA versus the world at the All-Star game, players would start playing hard again. I think back in the day, the All-Star game was more entertaining because there was actual competition. You know, guys, I mean, it wasn't game seven of the finals intensity, but you could tell it mattered and guys played. And the problem for the last 15 years or so is that, you know, just nobody really wants to try. And so maybe if they did USA versus the world, maybe guys would compete. And that's ultimately what people want to see. They want to see competition.
Love it. Love it. Great stuff. All right, Coach, here we go. Kings tomorrow night, and De'Aaron Fox isn't on the team anymore, so this one should be easy.
Yeah, sure. We know we got our hands full, and they're still a damn good team. They beat us, you know, about 3 weeks ago, where we had a 20-point lead or 18-point lead, and they came back and got us, so we know what we have to do. We got to take care of the ball, and we can't turn it over and let them get out in transition.
Well, Coach, enjoy the hockey. Your dog's ready for it too, And
safe
trip up to Sacramento. And thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, there he goes. Steve Kerr on Willard and Dibbs.